Okay, we're going to start here at the bottom of Tari Zayin Amud Bet by the two dots. We're continuing to quote from what we saw above, which is Beitza b'shishim ve'im beitza min haminyan. So Beitza is batel b'shishim, but the egg itself doesn't count towards that shishim. So I'm going to Rabbi Idi bar Abin Labai the Memra, Tayoi v'taima. The suggestion here is that eggs actually give some sort of flavor. So you would have to have batel b'shishim. V'hamri Inshei, isn't there a colloquial saying, Ki mayid be'a v'alma? That eggs are like water, that there is no taste, there's no flavor to them, there's no substance to them in terms of imparting flavor to something else. So, what are we dealing with over here? We're dealing with a beitza that is fertilized and it actually has a chick inside of it. We're talking about an unfertilized egg. We're not even talking about an egg pre-fertilization. We're talking about an egg that's actually fertilized now and is growing a chick inside of it. So the flavor being imparted is from the basar of the efrach, of the chick that is inside. And as Rashi points out, lo shnat tahora, lo shnat tmeah. It's irrelevant whether it's tahor or it's tmeah. I mean, it's a kosher bird or a non-kosher bird. The efrach is a surah. And if you have it inside of other eggs, it's going to impart flavor and it's problematic. And it also points out from earlier in the Masechta, it doesn't just have to be an efrach in there. It's even if there is blood in there, the shoda tichla bikula, because the blood can, once it's spread through the egg, is an indication of the fact that it's already started to develop. And once it's gone to that stage, already it's problematic. Mar says, Abu Tmeya, though. So the suggestion here is if it was just a plain egg of a Tmeya, it wouldn't be problematic. Eitavei, Beitzim Teorot Shalkam in Beitzim Tmeot. If you cooked kosher eggs with non-kosher eggs, Miyish Ben Benotin Tam Kulano Surot. If they can impart flavor, then they're problematic. So it sounds like from here that beitzat me'ah is problematic. Ta'achanami beitzat efrach. Talking about again a beitz of a chick, a mycorrhizal me'ah. So why is it called a me'ah? Because again, it becomes irrelevant whether it's from a kosher or non-kosher bird. It's the fact that it's an efrach that makes it problematic. So kevin de'id by efrach korrhizal me'ah. That's the answer. The answer is because it has a chick in it, it becomes me'ah, becomes like a nevelah, whether it's from a kosher or non-kosher bird. V'hamikdani seifa in the Tosefta and Shumot, the next piece is Beitzim Shishalkam v'nimtza efrach v'achat mehen. If you cooked eggs and in one of the eggs is found a chick, im yesh ben benotetam kulan asurot. If it has no tentam, then all asur mechlal to reisha leipa efrach askinan. So it sounds like from that, if the latter half of that brayta, the Tosefta, suggests that we're talking about a case of efrach, then the ratio sounds like it's not talking about efrach, it's talking about a case of regular beitza tmeah. It says, perushe kamifarish. It's coming to explain. The latter half of the Tosefta explaining the first half of the Tosefta. Beitzim torot shishalkan im beitzim tmeot. You have kosher eggs with non-kosher eggs. Im yesh mehem benotin tam kulano surun. Asurot. If he has notin tam, then there are asurot. Ketzad. What's a case of a beitza tmeah? Gagon shishalkan v'nimtza efrach v'echad mehem. That's what a beitza tmeah is. Beitza tmeah is not whether it came from a kosher bird or non-kosher bird. It's a beitza tmeah has to do with the fact that there is a chick inside of it. So achanami mistavro. The Gemara attempts this, is going to reject it. It says, oh, this makes a lot of sense that the Tosefta is talking about a single case. If you say that the first case in the Tosef is a case where there is no chick inside of it, it's just a plain non-kosher egg, so here a case in the ratio where you have no chick inside of it, it's a surah. Then you have to bring me the Seifa case to teach me about an efroach. Of course it's a surah. If by itself, when it's water, it's considered to be a surah, then certainly when it's an efroach, it's going to be a surah. So why do I need two cases? So if that would suggest that it's all one big case. Gemara says, Imishum ha lo yirya. If that's your proof, I wouldn't say that as definitive. Tana Seifa, the Gluya Resha. How do we know what the Resha case is talking about? Shalotomar Resha dit by Ifroach. Don't say that the first case is time a case was the chicken side. Avalet by Ifroach Sharya. But it has no chicken side, it's Muteret. Tana Seifa. So then you have the Seifa case, dit by Ifroach. That is the case of Ifroach. Michal the Resha lay by Ifroach. Then it sounds like a case of the ratio could be the leit by efrach. Vafilohochi asira. Nevertheless, it's still a surah. Now that's no proof. I mean, the Gemara is making this suggestion. The Gemara made a suggestion that we should have to say that the Mishnah is one case of efrach because otherwise the flow of the Tosefta has to be one case, but otherwise the flow of the Tosefta makes no sense because then you'd have a case of just plain egg and then a case of efrach. It should be obvious if the plain egg is problematic when he comes from a non-kosher bird, that certainly when it has an efroch inside of it should be asura. So why do I need both cases? The Gemara says from that, I can't prove anything because I need the second case to tell me what the first case could have been. The second case is a case of efroch, implying that the first case is a case of not efroch. Again, that's also not definitive. It's just saying to me, I have no proof from the Tosefta as to which way it goes.
The Gemara has established
a case of efroch, correct. But that's, the Gemara is just saying you have no proof from the fact that it had the two cases there. Right now we move on to a new case. How kazeito tarbo? You have a kazayit worth of chelev. Tefal debikula debisra. They fell into a dikula bisra. Dikula in general, in Shas, is used as a basket. A basket of reeds, a basket of lulavim, is dikula. Obviously over here, that's not what it's speaking about. Rashi calls it a kalachat over here, and Tosafot brings from the oruch. That cut to b'tshuvat ha'goyim, the achigam ha'nafal, the yora gedola, fell into a large cauldron, large kettle, sheish ba shi'ur dikula, or a shi'ur that it could fit a dikula into it. It could fit a basket into it, I don't think it could fit a palm into it, it could fit a basket of reeds into it, and that's why it was a large cauldron.
Tosfot also offers the possibility that why they're called dikuli over here is because efshar dekarle dikula mishum haritichut sholot b'tocho shekareim dikule. From this kettle comes up pillars of steam, and those pillars of steam look like dikula, look like palm trees, and therefore it's called a dikula because it has these pillars of steam that emanate from it.
But either way, it's either a pot or a kettle, a steam kettle of some sort that has meat in it, and this chazayit of chelev fell into it. Sava Rav Ashi l'shi'urei b'may debala dikula. So Rav Ashi suggested that maybe we should include, when we want to look at the botel b'shishim or botel from the notein time, we should include that which was absorbed into the walls of the pot. The walls of the pot absorbed some of the heter. We should count that towards the bitol. So Amalei Rabban on the Rav Ashi, Rashi says that means the Talmidim said back to Rav Ashi, Atu de'etei rabalo disua lo balo. But the fact that the piece of meat we have in front of us and the chela that we have in front of us has shrunk. It's not the same size as it was originally. It shrunk. So part of that was absorbed into the walls of the cauldron, pot, kettle. But is it the case that only the heter went into the walls? The iser went into the walls as well. I would say it in this manner, proportionately. Whatever heter is in there and whatever iser is in there is what was absorbed into the walls. So the same proportion that exists is what got absorbed into the walls. So that should become irrelevant. Because that number won't change anything, because it's the same proportion as to what remains. So therefore, we don't accept that position that you include just heter from the walls, but there's iser in there as well. The next case is how palgod zeito de tarbo. It was a half a zayit of fat. The nafal b'dikula again fell into this pot to bisra. Savamar baravashi. So this is the son of Ravashi. The shiurei b'tlatin palgod zeito. He wanted to be mevatel it with 30 half zeitim, which means basically a 30 to 1. Instead of being a 60 to 1 ratio, he wants to do a 61 ratio. Because it's a chatzi zayit. It's not a full zayit of chelev, so it's not a real isur. He says 30 to 1 should be sufficient. So Amalei Avua, Lava Min Alchas, his father, Ravashi, said back to him, didn't I already tell you? Lo tizalzel bishurim derabanan. This is a bishurim derabanan. Don't be mizalzel. So even though you have a chatzi shir over here, don't be mezalzel in it. And also in the Shirim de Rabbanan, that's a 60 to 1, that's not only applicable by Doraita, but it's also applicable by Dinei de Rabbanan. Number one, Ba'od. And here it's from, in Yonah de Yom Elis, it's the beginning of the 8th parak in Yoma, which discusses this, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, Mesh Lakish, Vama Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzi Shur is Asur Min HaTorah. That Chatzi Shur is Asur Min HaTorah. So even if you think that this is a chatzi shir and you should be meikel because it's a din de rabbanan, it's not a din de rabbanan. This is a din de oraita. Chatzi shir, sure you don't get malkut for it, but it's still asur min haTorah. If it's asur min haTorah, you should still require the requisite 60 to 1. So don't go and be mevatel it with 30 to 1. As far as verse is concerned, it's a chatzi zayit and you have to be mevatel with 60 times. That's 60 chatzi zaytim, not 30 chatzi zaytim. It's not a shir to be punished for, but it's a shir that is asur, meaning that's asur min haTorah to consume chelev even below kazayit. Just won't get punished for it. That's separate, right? A birya will be, because it's chashivo. This is even in chelev, which is not a birya. It's chatzi kazayit, is also in the Torah, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So there, the Gemara discusses, the Rabbi Yochanan says, it's chazel it's terufe. Because it's possible that it will be mitzdarif to something else and make it into a full isur.
The other reason, besides chatzel mitzterufe, which Rashi quotes over here, is from a limud that Gemara brings of Tamalomar kol chelev. Not just chelev, but kol chelev. From that we learn out, there is no shiur for isurim in a Torah. The shiur is only with regards to punishment. Obviously, there are major nafkaminot between these two reasons. In situations where it's not chatzel mitzterufe, whether the isur is problematic when it's a chatzi shiur. If it's not a chatzel mitzterufe, according to the reasoning that it's chatzel mitzterufe, it would not be problematic. Whereas according to the reasoning of Kol Chelev, that's a din from the Pasuk, that any type of shiur is asur, it still would be problematic in those instances.
There is a machloket amongst the Rishonim, Gonim, as to where that's applicable. When we say Chatzi Shiur Asur Min HaTorah, is that only applicable by Achila, by foods that have a din of a Chatzi Lizterufe? Is that a din in Kol HaTorah Kula? Anytime we have Chatzi Shiur, that's an Asur Min HaTorah. Then there's a famous chiluk that Rav Soloveitchik makes in Dinei Shabbos, that certain things are chatzi shiur, and certain things are chatzi melocha. That sometimes when you say, for instance, by ktiva, that you need shtei otiyot in order to be ktiva on Shabbos, if you write one letter, that's not a chatzi shiur. Because that's not the melocha anymore. The melocha is shtei otiyot of ktiva. You do one oat, you haven't written. It's not that's a chatzi shiur, that's a chatzi melocha, it's nothing. Other times, when you have a shiur about the melocha, then a chatzi shiur will be an execution of the melacha in a half form. You have to differentiate between when the shi'ur is defining the melacha versus when the shi'ur is just telling you levels of when something is asur, and then the chatzi shi'ur would also be asur min haTorah. Alright, so now, Amar Rav Shemin bar Abba, Amar Rav Idi bar Gershom, Amar Levi bar Parto, Amar Rav Yinochum, Amar Rav Birayim, Mishum Zaken Echad, who's that Zaken? Rav Yaakov Shemei. Debei Nisiya, the exilarch's house said, Amru, Beitza b'samach asura. When it comes to a Beitza, 60 times it's asura. B'samach achat, muteret. When it's 61, it's muteret. So it's not clear from here, but the assumption being that we do count the Beitza, the problematic Beitza here. So if you have 60, it's asura. 61, it sounds like it's fine. Samar Rabbi Zeru Rabbi Shemin Barabo. Re'ei sh'atam matil ba'gvul heter. You have a definitive statement here, which is 60 doesn't work, 61 does work, and you don't have any question as to whether the non-kosher egg is counted over here. You have no question about that. Sharei, but I have a problem with that, because Shnei Gdolei Ador, Lo Pirshu Et HaDavar. They had the same statement as you, but they couldn't answer that question as to whether the Tamei egg is counted. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Tarvayu Mishmei de Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, they both say over the name of Shua Ben Levi, Amrei Beitza b'samach asura. At 60 times, it's asura. B'samach v'acha, at 61 times, muteret. V'ibaylohu, and they asked them, they queried them about the statement. B'samach v'achat b'hadei dido. When you said 61, does that mean 61 including the problematic egg? Odomo the barmino. Or maybe it's excluding the problematic egg. I mean, you need 61 of heter to the one egg of Isur, or is it 61 in total, which would make it 60 of Heter and one of Isur? Which of those two is it? Velo Poshit, and they were unable to answer that. So they have the Memra Mishum Rav Shubin Levi, they can't answer that question. Umar Poshit Mifshat, and you have no problem making a statement that it's 60 is no good, 61 is good, and it sounds like it's included, that the problematic egg. As Tosas asks your question, how do you know? He doesn't say anything here. He says the same quote that has no definition. So how do you know that that's the case? So he says, Tosfot questions that over here. V'ibayluhu b'shishim ve'achad umidlo parish v'hedja b'shishim v'hi mutaret leka l'mifshad midei. So Tosfot suggests over here, the fact that he says b'shishim, and he doesn't say b'shishim v'hi, that's not an indication of what he means over here, because maybe he had the same safek, and that's why he used the terminology that was unclear. But what about the fact that what we quoted before was the exact same lashon b'samach asura b'samachat muteret? So the fact is that he should have said it over in a manner that indicated the safek.
As Rashi says over here, you didn't define your statement, and people are going to be somech on your statement, and they don't need any clarification or safek in it, and therefore they're going to come to the conclusion that the numbers you're mentioning include the problematic egg. And therefore they're going to come to the conclusion that you only need 60 to 1, not the possible 61 to 1.
If they make a definitive statement, they're not indicating that there is a safek in the statement. Given as if it's a psak halacha, and that's what they were upset about. So Itmar, Amar Bichelbo Amar Abhuna, Beitza B'samach V'hi Asura. So now we have a clear statement. a beitza 60 and it's asura. I mean 60 of heter and one of isur, still asura. Bisamach v'achat v'hi muteret. In the case we have 61 of heter and one of isur, that is muteret. So it's 61 to 1 is the ratio that you need over here. So you'll need 61 of heter for the one of isur in order to be muteret. Everything together is 62. Rashi said in the past up. Rashi said that it was a kim lehuda rabbanon that 60 times. We're going to do it in a second, actually, again, that there's deva lima nasmachtim in the kraw. But 60 times was just where they were kim lehuda rabbanon. That it's not notin tam. That was a kim lehuda rabbanon. It's a misora. They have a misora.
The other possible source for the fact that it was 60 to 1 was noted as a number is suggested by some as being the fact that when it came to the Sumerians and the Babylonians, they used a sexagesimal system, which means a base 60 numeral system. So therefore, the largest number being 60, therefore would represent this type of bitul. Because in your sexagesimal system, 60, which is the largest number, has 12 factors. It's a very, very divisible number. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 12, 15, 20, 30, 60. Same reason it's used for minutes and seconds, the 60.
As well as angles.
Because it's an easily divisible number, as well as being based on this original time counting of the Sumerians or the Babylonians that used a sexagesimal system. So over here, when it came to Bitul, they used the number 60, 60 being an excessive number, a very high number, as the basis for Bitul.
What does it mean, 60 times? Does it mean 60 of Heter to one of Isur, or does it mean 60 more, 60 over Isur?
No, 61.
2-1 is 61 minus 1 means that the differential between them is 60. That's what they're saying. That's what the 60 means here. Doesn't mean 62-1, but it means it must be greater than 60 times. That's one possibility. What David says is also a possibility that they mean 60 plus, and by eggs, you can't have half an egg or a piece of an egg. You have a whole egg, so then it becomes 61. Those are the two ways to read it about how you get to the 61 to 1. How da'at the kamei Rabbi Gamliel Barabi? So he came to Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi. Amalei, what came before Rabbi is not clear. Rashi has two lashonot over here. We'll go with the first lashon, which was a chatzik zayit. It was a chatzik zayit of chalev that came before him. Amalei, Abba lo shir barbarim v'sheva. My father, by 47 to 1, he said that was fine. V'ani asher barbarim v'chamesh. And therefore, I'll do 45 to 1. The fact that he was mekel already by chatzik zayit, I'll also be mekel. He did it 47 to 1, I'll do 45 to 1. Hadu'at to come the Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, his other son, Rabbi Shimon. Says Amalei Abba lo shir b'memhei. My father didn't measure with 45. Ani asher b'mem gimel. I'll do it with 43. And then we have the last case here is how da'at l'kamei de Rabchia. Amalei klum yeish shloshim. He says, is there 30 times in there? Time with the lekesh shloshim. The implications are because it wasn't 30 times. Ha'ikesh shloshim isharinan. If it was 30 times, then we would have said it was het there. So merchanina guzma. That it was exaggeration. He was just saying that we don't even have 30 times. Why are we even considering a heter over here? Now, the way we read it so far is it indicated that 30 was just too far. But if we wanted a 45, 43, that was fine because this was chatzik zayit of chelev. Like what we saw before, Mar Bar Vashi wanted to be mekel on that case. That's the case over here. That's why first lashon Rashi brings down. Rashi brings down a second lashon. It says v'li nira. It says that I think that the case here is talking about a full zayit of chelev. Sound like a full kazayit of chelev, and this is way to read the Gemara. How da'at l'kamei de Rabbi Gamliel bar Rabbi, a full kazayit of chelev, amalei abba lo shir barbim v'sheva. My father was not willing to be mevatel at 47 to 1. V'ani asher barbim v'chamesh. I'm going to do 45 to 1. He was not allowing this to be mutter by 47. I'm going to allow it to be mutter by 45. How da'at l'kamei de Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, amalei abba lo shir barbim v'chamesh. My father wasn't willing to be mevatel at 45 to 1. Ani asher b'mem gimel. I should be mevatel at 43 to 1. These aren't shirim. You need 60 to 1. So how da'at l'kamei de Rabbi Chiya? I'm like klum yesh shloshim. He says there's 30 in there. Time to lekesh shloshim. Sounds like 30 was the threshold. Ha'ikesh shloshim isharina. And b'chanina guzma. It was an exaggeration. Even 30 would not suffice because you're less than 60. You need a full 60 in all of these cases. So Rashi reads it as a bit meal. How could I do this? Versus the first question, we read it as a statement of fact. My father did this, I'll be a little more meiko. My father did this, I'll be meiko, because we see that it's not a real shi'ur that you need. Rashi says, no, it's bitmiyah. My father wasn't willing at 47, I should be willing at 45. That's a bitmiyah, and therefore Rashi says, l'shon zen zerich l'feish b'chatzik kazayit. You don't have to say it's talking about a chatzik kazayit, you can even say it's talking about a full kazayit. Alright, I'm Rabbi Chiya Bab, I'm Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Mishum bar kapara, kol isurim shibetorah b'samech. All is from the Torah, Bato B'Shishim. Amar Le'afana Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Atau Merkain. Is that really true? Hachi Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Kol Yisurim Shebetara B'meya. They bought all Yisurim in the Torah is 100 to 1 is the ratio, not 60 to 1. Now what does it mean that Kol Yisurim Shebetara is this way? Rashi says something, he says an unbelievable chiddush over here. Rashi says the chiddush Kosos disagrees right away. Rashi says, you can look at the Rashi, it's the first wide line in Rashi, B'samach. Says, Eicha debatkinen lei velo yayiv taima. In a case where we've checked it and there is no time, you still need 60 to 1. Even when there's no time, you need 60 to 1. Inami. Lekalameka ataima could go in min bimino. Or it's a case where it's min bimino where we can't tell the taste, then you have to use 60 to 1. If we checked it and there is time, then forget about 60 to 1. 60 to 1 becomes irrelevant. 60 to 1 only works in two cases according to Rashi. In a case where we can't tell, minu bimino, or Rashi says in a case where there is no time. If there is no time, then we still make you go all the way up to 60, even though there's no time here. 60 is the threshold when there is no time. If there's time, it's never botel. So Rashi's big chiddush here is that if I have no time, even at 40 to 1, doesn't matter. You got to go up to 60 to 1, even though there's no time. Tosafot, you can see the last Tosafot there. Perish for conscious afkiloi taima boy shishim veinira. Says it doesn't make any sense. Rashi be rayomi lekaman. Rashi brings a proof from the Gemara on Sadi Tet, which we'll get to tomorrow. Veinira. He says I'll explain it over there why his proof is not a good proof. But it's a big machloket Rashi and Tosafot here with a gabei. Whether you need batel b'shishim when there is no time there. All right. So now the Gemara continues. So shneim lo lamdu elam yizra b'sheila. That everybody learned out that 60 to 1 and the 100 to 1 is learned out of the Pasuk by Zerua B'Sheila by the Korban HaNazir. Because by the Korban HaNazir it says, Lekach HaKohen et HaZerua B'Sheila. That the Kohen takes the Zerua, which is the gift of the Kohen, the remainder of it goes, it's a Shlamim, the remainder goes to the Baalim. The Zerua B'Sheila belongs to the Kohen. So the Zerua that is cooked, what does it mean it's cooked? Tanya B'Sheila, Einli B'Sheila Ela Shlema. Shela means whole. That means that it should be cooked together with the ayil. Everybody agrees behind the ayil mavashala. Everybody agrees that you cook this zroa along with the ayil. One of them holds that you cut off the foreleg and then you cook it together. The other one says, no, you cook them together and then you cut it off afterwards. Now, who is who here is a Machlokas Rashi and Tosafot. We'll read the second half and then we'll come back. Some say, everybody agrees that you cut it off. Then you cook it. One of them holds that we cook it together. The other one says that we cook it in a separate pot. According to the first Lashon, Aliba Divrei Akol. Then it's according to everybody that we have the limud here because you're cooking the Zroa, which it will become Isur for the Israel together with the Shlamim. So the fact that you can cook this Israel together with the Shlamim shows you that there's some sort of bittul going on over here. The Lishna Batra, according to the Lishna Batra, will only work according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai will be the author of the position that you can cook them together. Because he says, Shinit Bashla Ima Ayo. So in the second part of the Ibaitim, we know whose the position is. The one who says they have to put into Gedera Acheret, that's the Tanakamo. The one who says that you can cook them together in the second Lashon, that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that's clear from the Gemara over here. So in the second Lashon, when it says, you cut it off and cooked it, that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's the Tanakama. The Tanakama, that's what he said before, that it has to be Shlema. Shlema means whole and separate. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, it was cooked together with the ayil. That means that he puts it together. The question is, in the first Lashon, whose opinion is which? Rashi flips their opinions in the first case. Tosafot says, let's stay consistent. In the latter half, the first statement is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The second statement is the Tanakama. So in the first case as well. So according to Tosafot, you read it like this. That you cut it. And then you have it together. You eat them together. You cook it, and then you separate it. Well, whose opinion is that you cook it and then separate it? That's the Tanakama. Just like in the Sefer, the Tanakama comes second. And that's what he says. In b'sheila ela shlema. Shlema means whole. All together, it's whole. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai will be the author of the first position, which is you cut it off, and then you cook it together. Because it just says you have to cook them together. They don't have to be whole. They just have to be cooked together. That's the way Tosafot reads it. Rashi reads it the other way around. Rashi says that in the first case, Mar Savar, Mechatechla, Vahodim Ravashalah, is the opinion of the Tanakama. The Tanakama says it has to be Shlema. Shlema means that you don't cut it into pieces. You have to leave the whole Zroa as one whole piece. But not that you don't cut it off from the animal. You can cut it from the anime just to keep it in one whole piece. And that's the Tanakhama's opinion. And you cook it together and then separate it out. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Why did Rashi do that? Why does Rashi say the orders change? Because then they're consistent. The Tanakhama is more machmir in both cases. And both in the Seifa, where he says you have to cook it in a separate pot, as well as the ratio, we have to cut it off first, he's more machmer. That way Rashi keeps that consistency, and that the Tanakhama is always more machmer than Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. According to Tosafot, in the first Lashon, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the machmer. In the second Lashon, the Tanakhama is the machmer. So he has to switch around, but he keeps the parallel structure of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai being first, and then the Tanakhama being second. So that's just Machlokas, Rashi and Tosafot. Rashi asks, "Ein b'sheila ela shleima." He says, "Lo nitparesh heicha," or what lashon that is. How do you know that b'sheila means shleima? Tosafot suggests, based on diktok, he says, "V'nir lafaresh demashim b'sheila kamo bashella," that you cook it. What does it mean? It. The man demar. So that's a lamed degusha umapik hay. You have a dugish in the lamed and a dugish in the hay, which you make it into bashel la instead of b'sheila. And that's how he learns it out. That's the way Tosa says we learn it out of the Lashon. Klomar, Kamoshi, the way it is. Is again, Tosa's Lashitato, that the Tanakhama believes you cook it all together. For Interashi, it would still mean, B'Shela is whole. Whole means you don't slice it up into smaller pieces, like it means in the second Lashon according to Tosafot. Right now, the Gemara explains. Manda Mar B'Shishim Savar. The one who says that at 60 to 1 is the ratio, Basar Vatzimot Vade Basar. It's flesh and bones together. Bahadi basar vatsamot, misharinan. We say the zroa that has a little bit of meat, a lot of bones, together with the rest of the body, which has bones and meat. And you'll see that that's a 60-to-1 ratio versus the remainder of the animal. Fa'avalei b'shishim. That's what Kimlei the Rabbanan Rashi says. That's what they knew. Kimlei the Rabbanan shishimika. They didn't know that it was 60 times. Mandamar b'meya. The one who says it's 100-to-1, savar basar, bahadi basar, misharinan. We only look at flesh versus flesh. In the forearm, there's a lot of bone, there's not so much flesh. Therefore, it'll become a ratio of the bimeya. That was kimlo, that it was 100-to-1 in that case.
Including the...
Not including the bones, this is just basar to basar.
I'm saying, if you include
the bones, it's 60-to-1. If you don't include the bones, it's 100-to-1. Basar to basar is 100-to-1 because the zroa has very little basar and a lot of bones. So the basar is much less than the basar of the remainder of the animal, it'll be 100-to-1. If it's basar and atzamot, it'll be 60-to-1. Now, as Tosu says over here, lav drosha gmurahi. The melech mina. This is not a real drusha to learn. Linyan minshim meinu mino, but tam ki ikar de oraisa. We're not going to learn anything out of this because we're going to see in a second there are other principles that we need to know, and we're not going to learn it out of this. This is an esmachta ba'alma. It's supposed to make it clear here that this is not a full limud, but rather just a esmachta ba'alma. Where it says umi yalfina mino. Are we really learning out of this principle to other places in Torah? Kol Yisroel Mishpat Torah. There'll be 6,100 based on this. Vatanya, we were bright, zeh heter aba michlal yisur. This is heter that came from yisur. I mean, it's clear here that you have a problem. You have the zroa, which wants the kohen, cooked together with the animal. And nevertheless, we say it's mutar. So zehu means this is a case like this, lemutei mai. Where does it come to exclude? Lemutei kol yisurim shebet Torah. It sounds like it's coming to exclude anything else in the Torah. So now we'll have three suggestions. We'll get through, hopefully, two of those suggestions today. There is a third suggestion, which we'll get to on tomorrow's daf. Which is the first suggestion. Amar Bailo Nitzrucha lo Rabbi Yehuda. You need it for Rabbi Yehuda, the Mar Min Bimino lo Batil. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it says Min Bimino is not Batil. Kamash Malon. Dehocha Batil. The Zewa means over here when it's Min Bimino, it works. Because that's Gzerat HaKaduv. Gzerat HaKaduv is that it works here to be Mabatil it, even though you have Heter and Isur, which are Min Bimino, Basar and Atzamot together. Nevertheless, they are Mivatil each other. But everywhere else in the Torah, Min Bimino is not Batil. The Ligmor Mine. Why not? Why not learn from there? So Gemara says, Goli Rachmano, here again, Min Yona de Yoma. The Pasuk says, In Yoma, by Yachrei Mot, in the din of mixing the Dama Par and the Dama Seir at the end of the Avodah to do the sprinkling on the Mizbeach Zahav, it says, Lakach mi Dama Par mi Dama Seir together. They're mixed, below Batli, and then I'm a Batli, even though we know that the Dama Par far exceeds the Dama Seir. It would be a Batli, no problem. How come it's not a Batli? That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, Min Bimein Mo, ain't no Batil. So, umay chazit de gamrinim meheach ligmar mehai. How did you know which one to pick? You have two limudim. How do you know which one sets the paradigm? It says chidushu umichidush lo gamrinon. That's a chidush. The chidush here that it is mevatel is a big chidush. The fact that heter is mevatel isri when you cook them together, that's a chidush. So we're not going to use the chidush and apply it everywhere else. We use what seems to be more normal, which is that they aren't mevatel each other. So, yochi lemeya v'samech no ligmar. So he says, what are you talking about now for 161? Atano Lukula Gamrinan? Over here, we're not some of the Kula, the Chumra Gamrinan. We're not saying, technically, midoraita beruba botil. Over here, it's boto berov midoraita mina Torah. We're trying to say now, make a Chumra that it'll take 100 to 1 or 61 to be mevatel it. So you're saying over here, oh, I'd rather learn out of the Dhamma Par and the Dhamma Seer, which says it's not batel at all. We're not saying over here that you should be mevatel everything berov. We're saying this is a Chumra. 100 to 1, you'll need 60 to 1. If this is a Chumra, why not extrapolate the Chumra? It's not like we're talking about a Chumra and a Kula. This is an Akula that we're dealing with over here. That it's a Chumra that you can't be Mavato Min Bamino. And over here, oh, we're being big Mako, 101, 61. That's not a Kula. Over here, we're talking about a case where it should have been Batal Barov, and we're being Machmir to say 6101. That means that we should be able to learn out of it just as much as we are able to learn out of Midama Par or Midama Seir.
So over here, since we are talking about the Zerua B'Sheila, which is a Chiddush, it's a Chiddush on a number of fronts. Number one is that we're Mevatel Isur L'Chatchila, therefore we don't want to learn out of it. Number two, it's a Chiddush, we're talking about a case here of Min B'Mino. Define, you don't want to learn out normal paradigms, normal halachot from it. But when it comes to something that's a Chumrah, why not extrapolate from that something that's a Chumrah? So that's what we're suggesting over here. Fine, you want to learn out the basic principle of Bittul. But the Chumrah of 60 times or 100 times, that we will learn out from there. Tosfos does ask, that's true by Min B'Mino. What about Min She'eno Mino? Min She'eno Mino is not governed by Zerua B'Sheila, because that's not a case of Min She'eno Mino. So Tosfos says, as he said before, either that's not a Drusha Gemura, it's just a Drusha, a nice Drusha, it's an Asmachdo, but they would apply it equally to Min B'Mino as Min She'eno Mino. The other possibility, Tosfos says, is that we do apply, there is a Chumrah even by Min She'eno Mino, because sometimes the flavor is wiped out before 60 to the 1. Nevertheless, we're going to use the number 60 or 100 anyway, and therefore it becomes a Chumrah. So even Shemin She'enu Mino is also a Chumrah, and therefore they're applying it or willing to extrapolate the din here from Zerua B'Sheila, even though it's only talking about or speaking about Min B'Mino. All right, we'll stop over here, and we'll continue with the other two Shitot, the Shita of Rava and Ravina, tomorrow.